Yeah, powers of fireplace.
One thought there, instead of digging down, dig into a hillside.
Yeah, that's
that way you don't have to throw dirt up and throw it away from you.
You've got plenty of hillsides. That hillside's around here.
You want an eastern region, southeast.
One question we haven't discussed, we're talking manpower and stuff. With a couple weeks of notice, most of this crew can arrive with a pretty good amount of equipment.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to close the gates and not let any more people in?
Let's deal with that topic a little later.
Okay.
But something else we raised in that inventory. What kinds of equipment did we end up here with that people brought with their preps?
Well, just walking through the camp alone, looking at what we had right here at this time, so it wasn't really sure what we were going to do. You figure in, everybody here has pretty much got a tent. Everybody here is pretty well set up as far as alternate power. There's a lot of alternate power available. But also at the time, we've got 17 tents at this point. 6 RVs, 1 is self-propelled. The rest of them are, 5 of them are trailers, including 3 pop-ups or 4 pop-ups. Most of them have small generators. But we also have 36 vehicles here that are gasoline or diesel powered. We have 1 50 kilowatt generator here that is diesel powered. Siphon the gas out of there, out of the vehicles, we can power this place for quite a while, as long as we're fairly frugal with what we need. We also have people here who have medical needs, whose medication has to get refrigerated. That gets priority, period. The medical gets priority.
That brings up another question. How long is that medication going to last?
Exactly.
What happens if you start getting low?
Yeah, that's a good point, because people with chronic diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, asthma, things like that, COPD, need to have an adequate supply of their own personal medication.
Well, are we on this farm with the real owners here?
Yep.
She's a pharmacist.
Very good!
Don't start by her.
But
she's going to have stuff
we
available
can't count on her.
She's a pharmacist.
She had 2 weeks' notice.
The
drugstore's empty.
She doesn't work in a retail pharmacy.
Well,
in 2 weeks, she might have the connections. In a wholesale environment, she does.
Yeah.
Not retail, but wholesale,
How
she
long
does.
Are we going to take credit? 2 days?
Well, we'll get the cash to her.
I can make a COD. I'll write a check.
Okay. Hang on. Slow down. Remember that in our scenario, we had a couple weeks' notice before we came here, and she knew...
Right.
But this was where we were coming. It would be very logical, knowing she's a pharmacist, to have said, this is what we need. This becomes her ticket.
Right.
Besides the land itself. Without us, what chance would she have of surviving it? You know, the give and take.
The problem is, yes, she works in an environment for nursing homes and assisted living.
But if she has the connections with the wholesale...
With wholesale, but what availability would she have? That would be a possible problem.
How far would she be willing to take it to get it?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, 2 weeks notice, can't people get their own medication?
She will have a connection with someone who can accommodate us.
Sure.
Does she have a list of the meds that are required to be speaking?
Okay, one question here. Why are we thinking about relying on someone that's not here for something that people should already have with them?
Talking long term, right?
No, I'm just talking.
They got 2 weeks notice. They should have been at the pharmacy.
What are you talking long term? 6 months? A year? 2 years? 4 years?
Unfortunately, through the system that we all have to live within, and many of us have insurance, we can't stock up.
Right.
They'll only let you have 30 days.
Well,
all right,
I'm going to suggest back channels, bribery. And if word of the impending disaster has begun to spread among the people,
there will be more opportunities for bribery and black market activation.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Linda, that's the question I have for you. Is this a public job? Are they going to get on CNN and say, in 2 weeks, the world's going to end, or are they going to...
The government would hide it as long as they possibly could.
Well, that's my question. Is that something we're going to be privy to through an alert, or is that...
Or it's public knowledge.
Yeah, it's public knowledge. Because if it's not public knowledge, then a simple matter of picking up a phone call, Nation's Drug, and having anything I want delivered to my office overnight.
Okay. Trip. Do we usually have any heads up ahead of the general population on some things?
Well, seeing as my cousin's a doctor at NASA.
All right. So we had a little advance notice. I could get some... Yeah, hang on. Some of their advanced supplies, but we've got to remember that stuff's not going to last forever.
Right,
of it we can replace. We're going to lose some people because we cannot just maintain certain diseases and certain physical conditions because we won't be able to replace the drugs.
Well, I think a lot of that will be affected by diet and activity. I have people with high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, and the stock answer to how do you get that under control is get exercise and lose weight. In that kind of environment, people are not going to be eating as much as they eat. They're not going to have access to junk food. And I'll guarantee you everybody's going to lose a substantial amount of weight.
That'll be fine.
And their blood pressure, and my blood pressure, and my diabetes become better under control.
Yep. Who was it over here?
I was saying, it's just for instance, you said we had 2 weeks notice. Figure we had a week before that everybody else knew, and then a week of dealing with everybody in the world. Now. You had a week to react on your own, and a week to have to deal with everybody else's family. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yeah.
I'll go with that. Right.
I'm not a proponent of some of the Y2K stuff where I'm going to max out my credit card. I thought it was kind of stupid concept. If you had a genuine belief that something really bad is happening, a week's notice, and yes, you guys have insurance plans, but the bottom line is you've also got a couple of credit cards that you could not necessarily buy food with or ammunition, because that's coming. But you could buy a substantial amount of the medication over and above what the insurance would pay for if you didn't have to figure out that you were going to be having to pay the bill at the end of the month. And I'm not... Okay, well, they talk about Y2K, but that was an illogical concept financially.
Right. In this scenario,
it becomes logical.
Yep. Right.
Same set of equipment, technology, different set of circumstances.
Okay. Let's take another medical side. What other kind of medical considerations are we going to need to figure out how to deal with in this scenario?
We've got a medical
cholera, typhus, malaria.
All right. Medical case. What kind of diseases can we expect?
Well, you can expect all your common reasons why people go to the doctor. Ear infection, strep throat, pneumonia, bronchitis, flu, gastrointestinal diseases, injuries, gallbladder appendix, common surgical problems, not to mention common injuries that require care. And finally, you've got infectious diseases that we don't deal with now because we have enjoyed a certain advanced level of public health, preventive medicine. I don't think we have to worry about an epidemic of smallpox or malaria marching north or anything like that.
Those mosquitoes had a hard time last winter.
Yeah, well, I think what you do have to worry about are common diseases like typhoid and polio, for that reason, I'm going to get on my soapbox to say that everybody here should have, if they have not had a polio immunization after they turn 21, they should have one. And they should keep tetanus and typhoid up to date.
Okay. What can we do as a group to help prevent some of this stuff?
Emphasize public health. Adequate sanitation. Don't eat shit, essentially.
Okay. Lady.
One of the things that we can do to help with existing diseases as well as the injuries that are going to happen when people who are not accustomed to using an axe to fell a tree and things like that is the alternative medicine modalities. There are several of them. They are very powerful and they work. So we've got to make sure that we understand what our skills are so that we can put them to work. Who's the herbalist? Who's the person who can deal with hands? Who's the person who understands this, that, or the other?
And we have some of our library that focuses on this stuff.
That's right.
I work as a medic in the military, and we do a lot of immunizations for just about everything you can possibly think of.
Everybody line up with us.
2 weeks of notice, and I have a fair idea of about how many people are here, I guarantee I can get enough immunizations to take care of it for quite a while. Most immunizations average about 2 to 3 years. Some of them are upwards of 10. Typhoid especially is 58 out of 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, typhoid would be one. That's a waterborne problem.
Yeah, that's
with the hygiene.
Simple trip. Yeah, that'd be a simple trip to my warehouse at work and take something out of the refrigerator.
Well,
I can't see in the dark.
Very good. Something that basic.
Separation.
Greater?
Mm-hmm. Well, Spencer already brought up the point about cutting wood, things of that nature. I know we've got one good lumberjack here, and that's Blackhawk. And if it comes to working on a farm, he has his shit together. I mean, no pun intended. He runs a farm on his own. I've worked with him before, cutting lumber, cutting wood down over at Ghost's to build a shelter. He knows how to use traditional equipment, such as crop saws, axes, draw knives, the whole nine yards, and he has this equipment.
Okay. And what's one advantage of that kind of equipment?
Maintainable.
Noise. Maintainable and reproducible.
No noise.
That too.
I came late, so it's a scenario. It's actually these little people that we are going to use this spot to continue for this.
We're no longer in Virginia. We move west and south.
It's okay, is it these people? Okay, we got a kid here that owns a lumber company.
Yes.
And we're talking about building berms and everything, but a couple of flatbed trucks will bring us all the lumber, nails, tar paper, and polish in we could possibly use.
That's one of the best things Twist could do for us, as he's headed this direction. Okay, here's a good one. Think about a small problem with that is that Twist doesn't work for that lumber.
I bet you he could get in there and get a few too. Him and Marchenko could probably get about as many nails as they want to work.
You think they couldn't concoct the midnight raid before they headed west and south? Oh boy. Yeah, definitely.
Where he's working at that time doesn't even concern me.
Right, he knows where it is.
Yep.
All right, what else do we know where it is in this area that might come in handy?
Pig farm.
Yeah, a few miles down the road, there's a few gallons of gasoline. Not 10 million.
Yeah, that's
a humongous tank farm.
Not 10 million gallons.
They'll have guards on that baby, you can believe.
Well,
a source of alternative energy that a lot of people probably haven't considered, and this is absolutely not something that I'm advocating in a pre-fan scenario.
Right, this is post-fan only.
This is post-fan, and we're discussing what could be referred to as public property, which in a post-fan situation, I would say we need it more than the other general public. There are a lot of solar panels which can be found on a lot of equipment which is beside the highway.
You know, I keep riding those blue panels along the river.
You'll also see that many of the road works